You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. Today is another awesome day for another amazing show with incredible guests on Who's Next to Know About. So I just want to briefly talk about risk-taking and taking chances. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because this guest is just so empowering and so amazing. And I literally, after I got married, him and his sister, his sister had designed my dress and they partner and they're both dress designers. And I decided to reach out to them and tell them that I featured them in my magazine. And I did this whole feature on them. And now Henry and I are like amazing cross the world friends. And so who's my guest today? Who's next? Henry Roth. So You Think You Can Runway, you have to try Henry Roth. He's a TV host, Say Yes to the Dress designer, author, mentor, personal branding expert, or just one big fashionista. He has a background in dress designing, creates these beautiful bridal gowns with his sister. They both design their own. And he's been a TV star. He's lived in New York. He's done so many amazing things. So we are so excited to have him on today and learn about how he got to where he is, his latest ventures he's doing, and what's next for Henry. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for Henry.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing Henry Roth on the line from Sydney, Australia. Hi, Henry. How are you today?
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to Australia.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Australia is right. I mean, before you were even on the line, we were talking about how it's summer over there. Like, what is the temperature right now?
We're talking around 85, clear blue skies, people walking around with, you know, shorts and flip-flops. It's that kind of idyllic lifestyle.
Love it. Life's tough right now in Australia. That's all I got to say.
You know, there used to be a famous advertising campaign. There was this picture of a guy in a swimming pool, you know, lying back with floaties. And the campaign was, it's hard, you know, working it flat out, working for Australia. So we're known for the leisure industry, no doubt.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's the morning over there. What time is it right now?
Yes. Well, I love the global connection. We're doing 7:19 a.m. your tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That is like love and dedication that you're doing this show with me right now. That's amazing.
I think, Jackie, there's over almost 500,000 people that have got love and dedication for you.
Valid. That's love. Thank you for sharing that, Henry. So let's talk about your background. I mean, you have such an incredible story. I want to talk, of course, you know, because your first venture you kind of fell into in the family business was being a bridal designer. So let's talk about, like, how that all came about, what that experience is like for you, and what inspires your designs.
You know, I suppose the more experience I have in life, and the more luck I have in meeting extraordinary people, because obviously of the 7 billion people on this planet, everyone has an equally amazing story.
True.
And as I go in my daily tasks and what I do, if I'm on TV or if I'm doing runways or if I'm working with my sister Michelle Roth, is the realization that our heritage is absolutely exceptional and extraordinary. Like, everyone has an exceptional and extraordinary background. And it stems from one of the darkest moments, saddest moments of the world, which is the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And every genocide is of equal violence and of equal terror and sadness and a slight on the soul of the planet. My parents are Holocaust survivors, both of them. I would say 85% of people that were my grandfather, my grandmothers, aunts, uncles, friends that would have been were all exterminated, in the camps of, you know, the death camps of the Nazi regime. So from this horror, my parents did make it out alive. They're both from Poland. They were from both from very different cities. My mother was a city slicker. In fact, my mother, Annetta Weinreich, was born into a town called Krakow, and they were basically the richest family in that city. They had the first car, the first fridge. She remembers her phone number. So that kind of vibe.
Wow.
And the boy down, the block, my father, Joseph, who we affectionately call Reggie, who was on the other side of the tracks, you know, he's in the shtetl. They were all rabbis. He comes from an incredible line and heritage of extraordinarily religious people. You know, the guys that you see, God bless them, you know, in Brooklyn running around, that was my dad, okay? And the war would never, if the war would not have happened, they would never have met. It just was completely different types of society. They escaped literally with nothing in their pockets, nothing, and a lot of pain. And they come to the land of Australia. They meet, they fall in love. Within 6 months, they get married. And the first day of their business, which was the day after their honeymoon, they take the door off the hinges of their apartment, throw it on their bed, and start cutting their first wedding dress.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Unbelievable, Jackie.
What a great story.
It's just, it's gorgeous. They're just the most gorgeous people. I was there with them, you know, I went to visit home last night, and they said to say hello to Jackie. They, my whole family, of course, a lot of your audience adore your energy and what you represent. And they said to tell you that their experience was not about hatred. Their experience has to be that we must embrace love. Surely, after all that experience, it points the world to one big billboard. Hate does not win.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole thing, everything that my sister and I have done, my parents, three generations of bridal, is about the fact that love wins.
Right.
Has to win. Yes. So it's extraordinary. It's emotional and it's beautiful.
I absolutely love the backstory. That was so profound. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. Okay, so my follow-up question is obviously, you know, your stage name is Henry Roth and Michelle Roth. So where did that come from?
Very, very good question. Well, I think my sister chose the right man's last name to marry. Roth is a good name when you're trying to create a brand.
Right.
So I wasn't, when Michelle told me she was going to marry a gentleman by the name of Peter Roth, I thought about it and I contemplated. After all, you know, when the brothers, with the sister of a brother who's very, very close, it tends to get married. You're very, you know, you're scrupulous over the stuff. And you thought, you know what? It's a great last name.
It is. It flows so, so well. I absolutely love it.
So throw it back to Manhattan in the late 90s, early 2000s. My sister, who had been one of the really top authorities in the, the consulate in Manhattan in Rockefeller Center, got a green card. She'd worked there. She was seconded over. She was never intending to come and live in New York City, but she was, headhunted from Sydney to work in New York City in Manhattan, the dream. Rockefeller Center, the extra dream. And gets her green card. She calls me up and she said, look, I've got my green card now and I'm going to start up my bridal gown business. Do you want to join me? And I had been working with my parents. I had a massive store called, Henry Roth Warehouse. And I thought to myself, yes, I'm absolutely going to do that. So in the eve of 1999, I flew over to New York City. So I had two New Year's, Jackie. I had the one in Sydney. And then I had the fireworks as I was leaving. And then you sort of fly over and, like, you know, X amount of hours later, it's like, here we go again in Central Park.
Right.
And we set up this amazing salon called Michelle Bridal opposite Bergdorf Goodman. And things really rocketed. And it was all about that essence and my responsibility to our brand to be kind and to embrace love. When you buy a wedding gown, it's everything but the fabric. The fabric is the cherry on the cake. But the most important thing is what it symbolizes for that person.
Mm-hmm.
So we were rocking and rolling, and Kleinfeld was sniffing around, and they shocked us a million times. And we're, you know, we're basically Kleinfelds now. And Ronnie Rothstein and Mara Urschel, and they were like, you know, because I retipped the brides and gave them my phone number at home. I gave them my mobile number.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And they started to do it. Anyway, so it started growing, growing, growing. Michelle got engaged to be married. Her name went from Michelle Weinreich, which is our family name, to Michelle Roth. And so all of a sudden, I mean, what would the brides know? They were calling me Henry Roth because that's the brother, that's the sister, I was Henry Roth.
Right, makes sense that they would just think that that made sense. Right, absolutely.
Well, so, and then Jackie, look, I didn't register. But what had started to happen was what we were doing was getting a buzz, mm-hmm. a major buzz. And people were getting the vibe. They loved the gowns. It was Party Central in there. It was unbelievable. It really was the days of Sex in the City. And so what happened was we started getting some serious TV. Things like, you know, The View and E! Entertainment and Style. And it was major.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, when I think about it now, I'm like, oh, my God. If I now knew then what I know now, I'd be freaked out. It was just so amazing.
And so fast, and so, right? Everything happened so fast, probably, yeah.
New York City, baby.
I love it.
Yes, and so what happened, Jackie, was we somehow I was casting for something, and I'll leave that to later on, and they said, you know, what's your name? And I said, Henry Roth. And so Henry Roth was born, initially, unofficially. And then in the winter of January, it was Valentine's Day, we had this massive, if I'm telling you, massive opportunity. Do you want to come on board and talk about Valentine's Day? It was Fox on Friends, and they had just, Jackie, launched the show. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello, America. So I said, yes, I think we'll be available on that day. I'm sure my sister will help me. So, you know, and the day before, we're getting prepared and everything. And I get a call from Michelle, and honestly, that woman is the least, she's gorgeous, low maintenance, nothing's a problem. Kind of like you, Jackie. In fact, very like you. In fact, like you.
Love it.
Yeah. So she calls me up at 11 o'clock at night. She said, Henry, I can't do this interview. I said, Michelle, you are joking me. And she said, no, I can't do the interview. I said, why? Because I think I've got a little bit of a root canal.
Oh,
I said,
no.
What do you mean? I said, what do you mean you've got a bit of a root canal? She said, Jackie, my whole entire left side of my face has blown up into an American football. And I'm like, well, that's okay. At least it's not Aussie football. She wasn't having it, right?
I like your analogy, Jackie. Henry. That's funny.
So I said to her, look, I've got it. I've got the plan. We're going to roll you in with me on, and if it's on the left side, we'll make sure the camera just sticks to your right side. You'll be out of there in 5 minutes, and I'll go with you to the dentist. She said, Henry, I can't talk. And my sister never says no ever to anything. She said, I am going to go up the wall with this. I said, okay. I call them up because, you know, God bless America, and we are Americophiles. We adore the country and the people and everything that it stands for. And so I called them up very nonchalantly, and I'm like, hello, good evening, how are you doing? Yeah, what's up, bud? And I'm like, listen, okay, I have got fantastic news. I had to think on my feet. My sister Michelle has had to go for a secret celebrity wedding fitting in Los Angeles, and I will be coming on board. You know, I'll be doing the interview instead of her. And they go, but we've been promoting the show as Roth. I said, yes, and I'm
Henry Roth, right.
I swear, and Jackie, I was born on the 14th of January, 2001.
That's amazing. Bravo. I'm clapping over here. That's amazing.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I love it. I love how you said you're born that day, but that's true. It's when your name took off. I love it.
It truly was. And here's the side note, by the way. So I start realizing this is a little bit kind of serious because, after all, let's remember the backstory now, which is, you know, I'm the only person in the family that's going to carry on the name.
Right.
The name is Weinreich. my parents and my family, my heritage are berserk proud of that name, berserk proud, okay? Not on a normal level. So I had to call up my parents and were like, hi, it's your son. And they know when I say it's your son, they know there's trouble coming, okay? And they go, yes, and they speak with a very heavy Polish accent, which we adore. What's wrong now? And I'm like, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Everything's good. Do you mind if I call myself Henry Roth? And to the credit of my parents, and particularly my mother, who is the coolest cucumber you have ever met in your life. Women, I was brought up to believe, are the stronger sex. And this woman is the doyenne. She is the poster child of cool and calm and collected. And she said, no problem.
Just like that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. They admitted to me about half a year ago, recently, because my mum has just finished doing her book. And she said to me, I thought you were absolutely insane.
I love how it came out now, like so many years later. That's hysterical.
Yes, Jackie. Yeah. So that's the backstory. And I think the beautiful thing here is, Jackie, that we all have amazing backstories.
It's true.
Sometimes people are meant to sort of be taught in the media, not by you, of course, that, you know, it's all about celebrities. And I think we chatted the other day and we agreed we are all celebrities.
It's so true. It is so true. Everybody has their own spotlight to bring to the world. I totally agree with you. I think that's why we vibe so well, Henry. We think on the same wavelength. I love it.
I tell you what, Jackie, and I mean this with all sincerity, and I'm going to spring this on you. I had an absolute yearning to interview you on your program.
Oh, my God, that would be so fun.
I am so dying to, because you know what I think is so interesting? Like, when you speak to you and when you follow you and when you're a participant of Next on Scene, you kind of get hooked.
Right.
You just do. There's an energy and a realness and a freshness and an honesty about who you are that's exciting and it's charismatic. And I think so many of your audience, so many of the people that follow you and support you and everybody that is part of Next on Scene wants to know, but what about you, Jackie? So I'm representing the "but what about you, Jackie" team.
I love it. Oh, my God. It's because I'm showcasing people all day, every day. It's so true. Wow, I would love it. Yeah. That would be so fun.
Well, what I was thinking, because I have a good promotional hit on me like you, is we're going to do the anniversary special and it'll be about you.
Oh, my God. I love it. I absolutely love it. That would be beautiful. So awesome,
and we'll
Henry.
We'll have to get the groom in there as well, I think. Mr. Andrew.
Andrew should come in too. He's been a huge part of this. Yeah.
Are you telling me he's the Bosley, but without being Bosley, he's right there. We talk to him. And God forbid, if it doesn't go the way you want it to, then there's Andrew there to make sure it does. So we're all on our best behavior. Trust me.
Oh, my God. I'm so stoked for that, Henry. I absolutely love, love, love that idea. That's so awesome. All right,
I think the important thing is that, and there's a reason for that, and that is we have to always be mindful in life that in our love of ourselves, because apparently you must love yourself, that we don't forget that we must love everybody.
We have to love everybody. It's so true.
Yes. And so that means you've got to, you know, it's like there's so much there that we're talking about, and it comes from different places, different spaces. So, you're next on scene, my love.
I love it. We're totally going to book that after this show. That's so awesome. Great. Oh, my God. Thank you for extending that. That's amazing. Yes. Okay, so really excited about that. Totally surprised me there, Henry, by the way. Thank you for that. I think
that's the stuff that I've learned in all my media experiences. And I've been taught by some of the best in America. And, you know, there are things in America that no one can do their way. Can't do Broadway their way, can't do TV, can't do Coca-Cola. Anyway, it goes on.
Right.
And the one thing I've learned from all my experiences is that you've got to allow the person to be naturally spontaneous when you're saying something to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why none of this is rehearsed, and that's why you see and hear and feel the energy.
It's so true.
If I told you before we got on that I was going to do that, you'd be, oh, yeah, that, now you'd be like, thank you, and we will do that. But, you know, so, and that's the secret of life. Timing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so let's now chime in to when you were in reality TV. Let's talk all about that. So tell everybody what shows you were on, what that experience was like. Give us a breakdown.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm on the show that I've always dreamt about being on right here, right now. So next on Scene. So
yes, good answer.
It's definitely my bucket list.
So yeah, that's awesome.
And I know he's listening. Mr. Andrew, I have arrived because I am on your wife's program, Next on Scene, with a trademark sign next to it.
I love it.
Okay, so it's really interesting, Jackie. I think that America teaches you so much. Culture teaches you so much. And the one thing that I knew that we had to do that was essential for us to break through in the bridal world, in the fashion world, in America and around the world, was to get on TV. Now, don't forget, these were the days Sex and the City. These were the days when it was booming when it comes to, you know, traditional broadcasting. TV was king. You didn't have everybody watching all the stuff on your phones yet. And the power of that was massive. It's still massive. But what I love about today's media is we have Jackie Zuckerman, we have Next on Scene, and that's what people want today. And the power of that and the influence of that is becoming greater, the sum of all of that, than the actual traditional broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But going back, in those days it was you have to get on what they call, got to get on TV. You tell that to a millennial now, they look at you like you're crazy.
Right, because, you're completely right, because YouTube is just even bigger now, I think, than television.
Well, interesting about YouTube, yeah, is that outside of people punching in Google into their browser, YouTube in the world is number two.
I know, isn't that crazy? Crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I know, I just watched it. Yeah, but in those days, so when my sister said to me, so we're going to throw it back to before the turn of 2000, and we were edging up, and my sister said to me, you're going to join me, and I said, I'm going to join you, I'm going to sell the business part of my parents' business, and I'm going to fly over on the new United, and I was a United client, my darling, when they had the friendly skies in the 60s or the 70s, when it went from Pan Am to United.
Okay? Oh my God,
so that's history.
I love it.
So I said, I'm going to get on the friendly skies, and I'm going to fly over, and we are going to do this this thing together, and we're going to break through. And so as I was leaving at Sydney Domestic and International Terminal called Kingsford Smith, I turned to my parents and I said, look, I don't see that I'm going to give you grandchildren, because at that time and until today, it wasn't part of my plan. Not that I couldn't, I decided not to. But I'm going to take this. I'm going to give it everything I've got, and you mark my words, I am going to get on American TV. Now, that's when I told you about the fact that I was the one to champion the Weinreich name. It had a very serious element to that. Mm-hmm. And that truly was that I was the one remaining to carry on the name.
Mm-hmm.
So at the age of 35, I thought, okay, this is ridiculous already. I was scared my parents were not going to be able to cope with the fact that I'm gay. And it had a lot of ramifications. I was in the family business. My father comes from the lineage of if a son or a daughter is gay, in his day, don't forget it was 1928, 30s, horse and carriage, that person was excommunicated for life. And they actually have funeral services for that person saying that they're dead.
Oh, my okay? God. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tradition. It really is that serious. So when I came out, it was a huge thing. And when I was at the airport, I said, I'm not going to necessarily give you grandchildren, but I'm going to get on TV. So the fire in my belly, with every being in my bone, was ignited. And so basically what happened was I hit the road running. We got this amazing place, 24 West 57th Street, which is an art gallery. And we were on the second floor. American first floor is our ground floor, yeah. Second floor, on the second floor. And we started to do our thing. And I just thought to myself, I'm going to go for it. Look, what do I have to lose? And it's New York City and everything's pounding. And so I decided that I was going to pretend that I was John Smith. And I was the publicist for Michelle Roth and Henry Roth. So I put on my public relations hat. And in those days, Jackie, it was landline, and it was, you could just, whatever it was.
Of course.
And I started pitching my guts out. So I'm pitching. And finally, I get my first fish. The very, you know, that first fish, Jackie, is the sweetest, right? You know that yourself. First fish, the first fish you catch on that line is like, yes, yeah. I've got a fish. It might be a half an inch big, but it's a fish.
Right. Okay. I like how you're using that comparison, by the way, of with your first find. I love that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, there's so much beauty in analogies and vision and imagery. I think bridal gowns comes from your head. You know, it's got to come from somewhere. So I'm sitting there and I'm ready to go and I'm excited as all hell. And basically, so, you know, it's actually a Valentine's Day. It would have been, I don't know, 1999 or 1980, whatever it was. And, you know, it's three, you know, one of those back-breaking parts of TV that people don't talk about. You know what it's like. Everybody knows what it's like. You have that in your workplace. Everybody has it in some way. And it's the bloody 2:30 in the morning call to get out of bed, back-breaking, freezing cold, the wind just doing its thing at 2:45 in the morning, really killing you. You get the bus. All these models meet you. You pick up your sister, Michelle Roth.
I'm loving this whole play-by-play, by the way. I'm loving the breakdown.
It's bloody dramatic.
I love it. No, but it like makes us feel like we're there. It makes us feel like we're in that moment. I love it.
Jackie, it's a wonder my sisters and my family have not murdered me yet. It really, and I would understand. They would get off. The court of law in America is like, the judge would be, before we go any further, you are absolutely innocent. Goodbye. Anyway. So we're getting there, and it is just one of those days. You know, Australians, we're not used to that kind of cold. We're just not used to it.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't matter how long you live in New York or Boston or wherever you are, cold to that level is forget about it. Okay. So we're getting to the bus, and my sister, because she's so cold and relaxed, so where are we going, actually? And I said to her, oh, I think it's a place called Telemundo. She says to me, Telemundo? I'm like, yes, Michelle, Telemundo. She said, Henry, do you not understand that it is an exclusively Spanish-speaking only network? And I honestly, Jackie, between you and me, I didn't. Yeah, you know, I was green as.
You were just excited. You didn't know any different.
I was green as. I was the bloke that still wore those ridiculous dry zippos at minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit. And the Australians, when they used to leave Australia, say, oh, mate, it'll do you. You just, all you need is a dryer bone. You get to New York, it'll keep you toasty warm. Keep you toasty warm. It was electric blue.
Oh, my God, I'm sure.
Right, so I'm like, no, Michelle. I said, yes, Michelle, of course I do. I turned to our seamstress, who is the most divine person on the planet, Kathy DeSerio. I said to her, Kathy, shit. Okay. my sister's like, she doesn't get angry. She goes extra silent. My mother and my sister's secret recipe to absolute capitulation. Don't say a word and you'll fry them. So I was being fried in the back of the bus. And she goes, hey, what are you talking about? Don't worry. I speak Italian. I speak Spanish too. Don't worry. So I said, okay, Michelle, you don't have to worry about a thing. All you have to do is sit back and relax. We're going to have a fantastic segment, and Kathy and I are going to be going on live. And she said to me, all right, okay, yeah, right. We get there, and it's one of those gorgeous situations where, of course, no one's at the door to let you in. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. They say, sure, there's going to be somebody. You just check in and everything. Yes, in heaven. But this is not how it works in TV. You know, people are busy. They're stressed. They're tired. Nobody is at the door. Finally. We get in with 5 minutes to spare. The girls are changing in the back of the bloody van, the makeup, the hair, my sister going, how did I get this gig? We go on, and she says, por favor, anyway, so buongiorno, but no, how do you say hello in Spanish? Oh, my God.
I think hola.
Hola, que pasa, mamita?
Yeah.
I say, muy bien, gracias, fantástico. So we get on. And I swear to God, I start speaking Spanish.
What?
Rob de mariage, muy Muy que linda.
I love it. That's amazing.
Every bodega word that I've ever heard or picked up was thrown into that mix. Together with Kathy, who was speaking Italianish, I was speaking Australianish, and we did it.
Amazing. That's awesome.
That's absolutely what happened. I tell you, I think the beautiful thing about getting older is you think to yourself, how the hell did I do that? That honestly, I don't know how I did it.
No, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant now because it came together for the time it was needed, right?
Had to, Becky. Exactly. And isn't that the truth? Everything has to come. We are here and now, and that's what life is all about. So I had to laugh at that. So that was my foray into it. And we started creating a buzz, and I think you would understand this because that's what's attracted me to your show and to you. You know, it has to come from somewhere. Like, let's get real. You're sitting in Boston. I'm sitting in Sydney. So how does it come? It's got to come organically.
It's true.
And it's got to come people coming to you. If you say, look at me, how fabulous am I, which, of course, Andrew does about you every living day of his moment of his life.
That's lovely.
Yes. It's one thing, but, you know, it's got to come from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I realized we have to do our thing and start creating our own buzz and doing really, really different things. The thing about America that I love the most, the thing that I love about people in the world who are forward thinking is they understand different is good.
Mm-hmm.
Different is great. So we started doing things like, Jackie, like, you know, the bride is wearing her cake and wearing her dress and eating it too. Okay, the bride has her cake and eats it as well. So what we did was, for one Valentine's Day, we did this gown, and there was all these edible flowers that we put on the dress.
What? I love it.
Ron Ben Israel, who's still kicking around, that man. Fantastic. He's a really, really, he's a celebrity chef, cook, cake person, to the stars, whatever they call it. And so we did that, and it rocked. We did one time a dress where we basically hand-painted it live as it was on a canvas. You know, stuff that New York City encourages. You know, you want to do something good, buddy, just make sure that you do it different. So we really started getting a buzz. And then we started doing this whole series, and this was amazing, with The View, and it was called Gold at the Bottom of Your Closet. And that was with Whoopi Goldberg and I've forgotten her
name. I know. I don't watch The View anymore, but I know exactly. Like the original crew, Barbara Walters and.
The original crew. And Hallie Saffron was the producer. I just didn't even know her, and we became very dear friends with our family. And I call her up, and she goes, and you know, again, they just did not. First of all, most people don't understand 95% of what I'm saying because they say I speak too fast. And second of all, it was like, and those days, the Australian accent had a lot of gravitas. At that time, it was like I was the first kind of real sort of, you know, professional person that was starting to make it with my family and everything, and they were mesmerised by the accent. So I mesmerised them like a snake charmer. And I said, listen, Hallie, I have got an interesting fact. 60% of our brides are returning, and they are wanting us to do something with their bridesmaids' dresses, their bridal gowns, because it's just money thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
No point. And so what we did was we called it Gold at the Bottom of Your Closet. I said, let me have a chance at getting hold of each of the cast members' bridesmaid's dress. Every woman in the world's got one thrown in the back of their closet or a bridal gown, and we're going to restyle it and make it wearable good. And so we did like at least 5 or 6 segments to just keep rolling on. And we finally got all their bridesmaids' dresses. I think one time we did the wedding gowns.
That's so brilliant. Why did that stop?
It was massive. Well, because, you know, I think it's not that it stopped. It's just another brick in the wall of how you create your brand.
True.
Right. You know, I think people are seeing that, done that. My niece and nephew are 9. Like, I don't remember being like, you know, you give them one fabulous thing and we're all having an amazing thing. And it's like, yeah, but we did that yesterday, Uncle. That's yesterday. So we kept building and building and building. And from that, a studio got hold of me and they said, we want you to be a semi-permanent guest on The Other Half, which was with Danny Beneducci. It was the men's answer to the other half, and it was all boys and blokes and all that sort of stuff, fantastic fellows. And they used to fly me twice a month over to Los Angeles. And the one segment I did was about bridesmaids' dresses and about how the areas of, you know, bad weather. So bad weather on a weather dress. So we got a map of America, and we got a young lady standing in front of the map, and I started talking about how, you know, there's really bad weather patterns going over the sleeve of Boston, whatever it was. And that went down crazy. And literally a week later, I get this phone call. And this phone call was, this is Jay James. I am the vice president of all new product or new TV product for E! And Style Networks. And I saw your segment. And I thought it was Mark Levine, the mean, lean dating machine of Manhattan, I call it. Mr. Mark, I said, Mark, come off it, will you? I haven't got time for this, honestly.
So you really were responding to him like you thought it was somebody else joking with you?
Absolutely. That's what I said to Mark. Get off it, will you? Come on. It's not even funny. And he goes, this is Jay James. And I'm like, shit. So, okay. So he said, listen, I've got this concept for a show, and it's called Style Court on the Style Network. And we want you to cast for it. And he said, I'm going to send you over in an express parcel overnight. Believe this or not, Polaroids, which are now, you know, vintage items, but Polaroid pictures of two cases. And that and the whole concept of Style Court was that people bring each other to court for misdemeanors of fashion. You have a law degree. We are looking for the judge duty of fashion, and we want you to cast for it. And I basically had 36 hours.
Oh, first my thing, God.
36 hours, seriously. So I call up my friend Simon Mark Penwarden in London. I go, mate. He goes, yeah, all right. I'm like, yeah, mate, what's up? He goes, yeah, all right, what's going on? I said, listen, you are the king of logos. You need to send me over a logo, and I'm going to need it, saying, in fashion we trust, in shopping we must. And I want it like a seal.
Oh, my God, I love that.
You've got to make it look like it comes from the White House. Something cool like that, okay? With lots and lots of authority. He whips up a logo in 5 hours. I do this. I go to Kinko's and I say, I need the 10 of your best people. I need, you know, in America. I want it now. I
gotta right, have exactly.
I don't want to know what you've got on your menu. I want whatever you don't have on your menu. Anyway, they make for me like in about 10 hours this massive portable backdrop with that logo. I go and I get the next morning these Polaroids. And one was, so what happened was they stand in court, and basically the first case was the plaintiff, which was the husband, was taking his wife to court because of how she looked and how she's let him down, and it's not the woman he married and all that sort of stuff. So what I did was I did all this research, and I created like these law books, like statute law books. So it was like, you know, a thing about jeans, a thing about shirts, whatever it was. I take my law books in, and the stylist for Sex and the City, Patricia, I can't remember her last name, but the stylist for Sex and the City was casting before me. And I recognized her because I've seen, you know, I too read People magazine.
Of course, right.
And I'm like, oh, dear. So I thought, okay, fine. I come in with my big, you know, like the big monster from outer space with the backdrop. I'm casting on the very top floor, one of the highest buildings at the time, in Times Square. And I think to myself, just be it. Don't act it, be it. So the first thing I did, I didn't practice anything. I had my makeup on or whatever it was. I came in, I came with my statute books. I walk through the door and I'm like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is my court. Turn on the lights immediately. I need you to identify who you are. This is my court, and I didn't ask you to sit yet. I thought, why not?
right, exactly.
I go, own it. They tell you in America, own it. I was owning it and everything around it. So they get up and they go through and I identify each person. We had the owner of E! Networks. We had the vice president of new product. I mean, we had E! Networks in front of me.
Amazing. Unbelievable. Amazing.
So, I said, now, ladies and gentlemen, you may take a seat. And remember, this is my fault. Anyway. So
that's amazing. You already had the part. Already had the part. Just saying.
I felt it. I felt that you have to be authentic to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you can't play, you know. That to me is what the attraction was. We're talking about buzz. That's where we got to this story. The attraction for me to make contact with you was the obviously, you know, unrehearsed energy that you have. It's unrehearsed. So I get up there and everything, and I'm like, right, I'm going to turn the books on what people think about fashion. I'm going to think of it as an Australian. And I'll tell you what I said. So we had the thing, and the husband takes his wife to court and everything. I think today you'd probably be sued out of your wazoo. Today, you'd be
it didn't matter then. That's all that matters. It didn't matter then.
Interesting. Then exactly it didn't.
Yeah.
But it did to me because I was taught by my father, we don't behave that way.
Right.
Women, he's a woman, don't behave that. It's not even a question. So I said to him, thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your, you know, evidence. And then she came up with her evidence and I'm like, right, so you're disappointed. Let me get this right. You're disappointed with your wife's appearance. She goes, yes. I said, and what? You are some kind of model coming out of Milan runway? So you're a model, are you, that's coming out of Milan, the runway of Milan, that you can comment about your wife in this disparaging way? And he goes, well, not exactly. And I said, and how many inches of your waist did you have when you got married? 32, sir. And how many would you say you have now? Oh, 36. 36 times
So who are you to judge? Right, exactly.
36 times 2. Lift up your shirt now. You lift up your shirt. I'm like, sir, you are guilty. Court dismissed. Don't you ever talk about your wife in that manner. She takes out the trash. She looks after your children. She's a home CEO and she goes to work. You need to rethink what style's all about. And I got the job.
That's freaking amazing. I love how on the spot, too, you were like, lift up your shirt. Let's see this real deal here.
Yes. And so it was wonderful, Jackie. And so that buzz, and I had the honor and the extraordinary privilege of doing 2 seasons of a show called Style Court. We were the first, what they call in the industry, a strip show, which means they take it from Monday to Friday. And we were on from 7:30 to 8:30 right across the country. And it went to Israel, it went to Australia, it went to England, it went everywhere. And that was an hour program for 2 years. So it was unbelievable.
That is incredible. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so you such a cool background, Henry. And now you're, of course, doing this incredible platform called Career Crowdthinkers, which we're going to save for another episode of us.
Yes.
I would love for you to talk about – I mean, I also do want to ask you some questions because I actually work with a lot of designers. And
yes.
Please
ask – let's do designer moments.
I know. Designer well, I just – especially because – I do want to ask designer on the spot because being so well accomplished and really – going after your dreams and being so well accomplished, what advice would you give to designers that want to get into retailers, that want to, you know, eventually get their stuff seen on more celebrity clientele? What advice would you give them?
Look, I think it's a really good question. I think let's take it through logically and calmly.
Uh-huh.
Because fashion is anything but. It's the antithesis. It's not logical and it's not calm.
Right.
But you have to put on. And I've literally learned this skill, and I'm being honest with you, in the last 4 months. And that is forget emotional when you're doing business. Clinical. You've got to be clinical. Doesn't mean you don't put the emotion into it. So here's my number one piece of advice. Look at the reality of the industry at the moment and understand what people want and what they're buying.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.